So how many of you remember that film City Slickers? That was a fun film. Remember, three men go to, I guess, sort of like a dude ranch or this cattle drive to participate in a cattle drive. And as they prepare for the journey, Mitch, who is played by Billy Crystal, has a talk with the trail boss, who is named Curly. And he's played by Jack. I don't know if it's Palance or Palance. Right, he was great. And Curly tells Mitch, "You city slickers come out here to figure out the meaning of life. And the meaning of life boils down to one thing." And Mitch says, "What is it? What is that one thing?" And Curly says, "That's what you have to figure out." I love that. Well, Mary has it figured out. For her, the one thing that mattered was sitting at the feet of Christ and drinking in his words and his presence. As a woman, she was supposed to busy herself with cooking and cleaning and leave all the learning to the men. But she didn't care what she was supposed to do. All she knew was that her beloved Lord was in the house and she needed to be near him. Doubtless she did her share of cooking and cleaning. Doubtless she worked hard like everybody else. But this was a special day, a rare opportunity, and she was not going to miss it. Her heart and her soul were focused on one thing, Jesus the Christ. And she would not, could not, tear herself away. And Jesus affirms her action, saying that she has, in fact, chosen the better part. Now, the truth is that for any of us, there is no higher priority than hearing the word of the Lord and sitting in the presence of Christ. We need to absorb the teachings before we can live them. We need to be healed before we can heal others. We need to be filled with God's love before we can love others. We can't give away what we have not yet received. Henry Nouwen writes, "We know from experience that our lives become fragmented into many tasks and obligations that drain us. How then do we keep our goal clear? By the discipline of prayer. The discipline that helps us bring God back again and again to the center of our lives. The one thing that brings meaning to our lives, the one thing that really matters, is drawing closer to God, forming a true relationship with the Beloved, and allowing God to mold us, to guide us, and to live through us. Now, for me, the way I experience God's presence and love is through contemplative prayer. I, like Mary, need to sit silently at the feet of the Master. I need to drink in that love on a regular basis. I need to spend time every day absorbed in contemplation of his words. I need to meditate. I need to worship. I need to pray. I need to praise God. However, I have a friend that we affectionately call Mr. Habitat. He volunteers countless hours for Habitat for Humanity. He raises funds. He serves on organizational committees. He hammers nails. He lays bricks. And he does all of this out of his love for the Christ. And it is through loving service that he draws closest to God. Now, if I take him to a Taizé worship service, which I absolutely love, something that just fills my heart with joy, and it's got a lot of, you know, meditative songs and prayers and silence and just being, you know, in silence, prayer and meditation. He gets completely bored and fidgety. He keeps wondering when something's going to happen, you know? He wiggles in his seat, and he can't wait to get up and get out of there. He's a Martha. He experiences and expresses his spirituality by doing for others who are in need. For him and for the Marthas of the world, the one thing that gives meaning to life is showing their love for Christ through service, service to others. So it's easy to read our Bible story today and conclude that Jesus judges the Marys of the world to be better than the Marthas of the world, but to do so would be to ignore the rest of the gospel. Throughout the gospel, Jesus is constantly sending his disciples to do ministry and healing. He never lets them stay in one place for very long, and he never lets them sit for very long. His own life was a constant interplay of prayer and action, prayer and work, prayer and service. In the story that we read just last week, which immediately precedes this story in the gospel, Jesus praises the Good Samaritan for showing mercy and for ministering to the needs of others. And then he exhorts his listeners to go and do likewise. No. His comment to Martha, Jesus is not saying that contemplation and prayer are better than service. Rather, he affirms that whatever we do must be done in light of the one true thing. When Martha complains that Mary is not helping her, he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing." Martin Niemöller writes, "When Jesus speaks of this one thing, he does not mean anything which lies in our nature, in our minds, in our conduct. He does not mean anything that we of ourselves strive after and seek and can find if only we were given a hint as to how to proceed. This one thing is to be found in him only. Nay, more, we can say that he himself is the one thing, because he is the one person who is needful to us." Now, of course, I would amend that to say that the Christ Spirit, which Jesus embodied, is the one thing that is needful to all of us. And throughout the world, that is understood with different names. Whatever we do for love of him. Whatever we do for him and we do with him. And the problem only arises when we lose sight of him, which is the one true thing. We know we have lost sight of him when we become irritable and exhausted and distracted, like Martha in our story. When we start criticizing others for the form their spirituality takes, we know that we're out of touch with our own spirituality. When our work ceases to feed our souls, when it depletes us instead. When the joy has left us, we know that we need to pause and ask ourselves, what must I do to connect once again with the one thing that really matters? As Curly says, we each have to find it for ourselves. No one can give it to us. We each have our own unique relationship with the Christ. We each experience God in a slightly different way. There are Marthas in the world, and there are Marys in the world, and we need to honor them both. And we need to honor both of them in ourselves, because both of them live in our own souls. When we find ourselves scattered and distracted and exhausted, we know it's time to stop and focus again on the one true thing. Henry Nouwen writes, "We will always be busy with many urgent demands, but when there is time and place set apart to return to our God who offers us eternal life, we can come to realize that the many things we have to do, to say, to think, no longer distract us. When we are focused on the one true thing, whatever we do is not a distraction." May it be so. Amen.